investors are recovering from another Wall Street bruising. The broad market fell to five-year lows yesterday when unexpectedly weak corporate earnings fueled another sell-off. The Dow dropped 132 points, or 1.5%, sliding to its lowest close since September. The Nasdaq finished off another 40 points, nearly 3%. The long list of corporate accounting scandals has undermined investor confidence. Last week, investors pulled more than $3 billion out of stock mutual funds. And with Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan warning about infectious greed, NPR's Elaine Corey reports even some bargain prices are not tempting investors back in.
The lighthearted mood at this cafe in Berkeley, California, turned somber with the first mention of Wall Street. People are rattled. They're watching the market nosedive with a mixture of disgust and fear, knowing their retirement security or their child's college fund hangs in the balance. Harold Ross, a San Franciscan in his 50s who works in real estate finance, began selling stocks 18 months ago, convinced there was a bubble. Now he wishes he had sold more.
What has happened mirrors my cynicism of the honesty and the accuracy of Wall Street in general. This is not momentary just because a bubble has burst. Everybody's waiting for the next shoe to fall.
Ross's business partner, Jay Pito, is nearing retirement age. He has most of his money in the real estate market, but his two adult children are heavily invested in stocks. With their portfolios down about 50%, Pito says their disillusionment is complete.
I think what we're dealing with is a generation that thought that the salvation for life was the investment in equities in the stock market, and now they've realized that it isn't. And I think it's taken another generation to really make the market a safe investment again.
The data from mutual fund tracking firms is evidence of investors' retreat. Last month, they withdrew more than $11 billion from stock funds, the first net outflow since last year's terror attacks. Money flowed into government bonds, real estate, or money market funds. That's where Jay Alameda's nest egg is headed. The 39-year-old father of two works at the University of Illinois in Champaign. He's meeting soon with a financial advisor to rework his investment strategy.
The stock market won't be seeing this money. I can guarantee it. No matter what the advisor says. At this point, I take a modest gain over a huge loss.
Alameda says he was always skeptical of the spectacular returns of the dot-com years, but he's discouraged to see even his conservative stock picks have soured.
Out of the dollars we put in, we've lost roughly one quarter. We've seen no gains. We're down 25%.
That kind of loss is hard for any unseasoned investor to take. Yet many financial planners say stocks are still the best hope for long-term earnings growth. So not everyone has shied away from the current bear market. 30-year-old Ryan Carey is relaxing with his wife and baby on the lawn of the State House in Concord, New Hampshire. With his 30-year investment horizon, Carey isn't worried about short-term volatility.
The stock market really hasn't affected us much. It's decreased our portfolio, but we're in it for the long haul. And so we see our value eventually going up. If you look at the stock market over a long period of time, it's made, 9.5% over the last 70 years or so.
By next month, CEOs will be required to swear by their company's financial statements, a move that might shore up confidence in the numbers. Yet, judging by investor sentiment, it may take some eye-popping corporate earnings to quickly restore faith in the market's tattered image. Elaine Corey, NPR News.